Welcome to the Annika Thomas Show. I'm honored to have with me Dr. Henry Miori, Emeritus Professor from the University Center at Tulsa, NSU, and President of Managing for Success. Dr. Miori is a leading strategist for long-term planning for businesses, sports, and religious leaders. He offers consulting services as well as resources. Thank you for coming to the studio today, Dr. Miori.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Well, I have heard your name for many years from someone who I know is one of your long-term clients. In your many years of working with others to helping them achieve success, how would you define success?
I would say success in an organization's view is legitimately meeting a need of society. Success in our personal lives, I view as a broader-based concept. So often we think success is determined in things that you can measure. How much money have I made? How big a house am I in? And what I have learned is some of the happiest people in the world are those that are better balanced. And from my Common Sense Management biblical book, I've got a page there that talks about success as the whole person. And a whole person's success is one that's spiritually guided, blessed by his family, his profession, health, and contribution to fellow man. And I especially like Proverbs 23:4. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. So when I look at success, Annika, I look at it as a broader view and would encourage all of us to live full, wholesome, broad-based lives.
In your books and your presentations, you cover several management principle theories. Can you share one or two of those theories?
Well, one of them is what I call the cycle theory. Life and things go in cycles. It's been fascinating to me that when you study the economy, that you can go back to the 12th century and see that there have been rises and falls that follow a regular pattern. In the United States, we've had economies going up and down about every 50 or 60 years. And why that's important today is that the last downward cycle, that was 2008, in my view, did not bottom out. And right now, we're in a euphoric state that believes that, gee, everything has turned around and we're not paying attention to the Europe debt crisis and other things that are happening. I would suggest that we should be very careful and alert. And 2 Peter 3:17, let me warn you, therefore, beloved, that knowing these things beforehand, you should be on your guard, lest you be carried away by the error of lawlessness and wicked. Fall from your own firm condition and keep your own steadiness of mind. And what I believe the Bible is trying to tell us is think with your brain, think with your spirit, and not be influenced by CNN, the politicians. I believe that it would be good for us to go back to the basic values that this country was built on.
Now, your work, you help people solve problems. Why is it important for leaders to have the ability to analyze the symptoms of a problem?
Well, this is one of my favorite callings in life, and Mrs. Miori will tell you nothing brightens my day more than when the phone rings and someone has a problem. And what I have learned is that too often we jump to conclusions. So my theory of problem solving says you look at the symptoms, and then the symptoms will guide you to the specific problem. What I tell people's organizations, churches, is if you attack a symptom, then you're not getting rid of the problem. Mm-hmm. Now, if it gets a little better and you use an aspirin for a broken leg, maybe it's better for an hour. But until you identify what the problem is, too often in life we get caught in a whirlwind and we won't face what the real problem is. In our own personal lives, problems ultimately go back to spiritual kinds of things. And that if we'll be honest with ourselves, then the Lord will guide us through and help us solve those problems.
Thank you, Dr. Henry Miori. I want to direct people to your books, articles, videos. All these things can be found on his website, henrymiori.com, spelled H-E-N-R-Y-M-I-G-L-I-O-R-E.com. His books are on strategic planning, management, personal planning. He's got 47 TV programs from biblically based common sense and biblically based life planning on his website and on Facebook. He's got a new book called Strategic Planning and Strategy at both Steve Sundry and the OSU bookstore in Tulsa. Dr. Miori, thank you so much.
What a blessing to be here. Thank you.
This is Annika Thomas for Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ.